President. We thank the Core Group for constructive and transparent dialogue during the negotiation process on L30 draft resolution on youth and human rights. Lithuania strongly supports the text presented and the new language additions contained in L30, especially on the role of young persons in the implementation of the Youth, Peace and Security Agenda, as well as the importance of the active, meaningful and safe and inclusive participation of youth in decision-making processes. However, we need to keep in mind that barriers for their participation remain, such as poverty, digital divide, education and social inequalities, stigma and discrimination of persons with disabilities. All these aspects affect full and equal participation of young persons in society. Involving youth in decision-making processes empowers them, fostering a sense of responsibility and ownership over their communities and futures. The Human Rights Council is one of the platforms for youth voices to be heard. Their participation in the HRC should continue. Lithuania is open to discuss further ways on how to strengthen youth participation in the HRC. Young people face specific challenges and forms of discrimination that need to be addressed, and targeted solutions should be found together. Mr. President, we believe that the text before us is balanced and should be adopted by consensus, as it was in previous years. The L39 proposed language on unilateral coercive measures and the so-called scientific and technological barriers for young people, in our view, is completely misleading, and we urge states to support the draft resolution as tabled. I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.